We're the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Illinois 1-0, heading into week two, but I know a team that's looking to make Illinois 1-1 is the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And right now, we're joined by John Stiglmeyer, the head coach of the Jackrabbits. And coach, I know you guys 1-0 too, but it wasn't an easy one. You guys are up 29-7 on Southern Utah, but you pull it out. I hear it was a great play at the end by Dirk Kuhl to break up a two-point conversion with 2 seconds left. But hey, you're 1-0. You get through it, right?
That's right. And for about an hour, you wonder about what could have happened and why it happened and why you're in that situation. And, you know, then it goes down as 1-0, and next year will go in the press guide as a win. So, we're excited.
So what did you take from your team in week one? I know week one, there's a lot of jitters. There's a lot of, you know, maybe not everyone's in the flow of the offense, flow of the defense yet. But what did you take from your team? What did you learn about your team in week one?
Well, I'm not a prophet. I'm not very smart, but I did. We really felt we had a team that had to play perfect football. We don't have a lot of stars. You know, we don't have a lot of experience. Got a bunch of hardworking guys, and when we did that, we were a pretty good football team, like anybody would be. When we didn't do that, when we made errors or we relaxed a little bit and didn't do our best, then we caused ourselves some problems. So I think I learned what our staff learned or was reminded of the type of football program we are and how we need to play.
Well, Coach, I know Illinois hasn't been 1-0 in a while. Now you guys are 1-0 as well. As a coach, is there a difference with a team when going into week two, a mental difference when you're 1-0 compared to 0-1?
A huge difference. Here, take this mentality, okay? You go through spring ball, you have all these great ideas, you set the depth chart, you go through fall camp, 29 practices, everything is perfect, there's been no restrictions, you go out there and you fail, all right? And so it creates some doubt in people's minds. I think that's where a coaching staff and a head coach really needs to step up if that happens in the opener and say, this is why it happened. Not, you know, the stuff we've been doing for the last 7 months, 9 months is not wrong. This is why it happened, and let's stay the course and get back on track.
Talking with South Dakota State Coach John Stiglmeyer. And Coach, you talk about doing your thing. You've been doing it there for a long time, 15th season with the Jackrabbits over there. You're an alum of the university, been there with the program since the 80s. Is this something where you just wanted this job and didn't want to move on? I mean, have there been opportunities to move on, but you wanted to just stay there?
Well, I really wanted to move on. I had the vision to move on. I grew up in coaching where I was a GA and got a high school job, got a college job, went back and was a GA at Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin. I had that disease that a lot of us have. You can see it in resumes, the roadmap that many of us, and you know what, the Lord just, the experience at Wisconsin was tremendous, but it just put on my heart that, it's not about the level, it's not about the size of the stadium, it's about you're coaching. You're coaching kids. You're coaching young men, and I've been blessed to be here. I've been blessed to have a number of opportunities to move up here. Am I unmotivated, stagnant? I hope not. But right now, I'm a jackrabbit, and if an opportunity comes forward, we'll evaluate it. But our children, a unique thing. Our children have been able to go, all been in the same school system, started and graduated, and that's unique for a coach, and I thank the Lord for that.
Well, you've gotten to know Brookings, South Dakota, so what's something I should know if I ever visit Brookings, South Dakota?
It's a college town. It's got some unique, the main street is still alive, which dies many times. It's got some unique places to eat, some places that when you walk in, you would say, I'm not eating here, but everybody goes there to eat. When you smell the beef breeding unit from the north side of campus, you think you're in a farm. there's a lot of unique things about this small community, but you know what? They love South Dakota State and South Dakota State athletics, and that's a blessing for us.
Well, that's got something in common with Illinois then. They got the South Farms here in Champaign. You guys might smell that in Memorial Stadium on Saturday. It's the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Jeremy Warner talking with South Dakota State coach John Stiglmeyer. And, coach, tell us a little bit about your Jackrabbits team. Offensively and defensively, what's your identity? I know offensively we're seeing a lot of spread offenses. Has South Dakota State kind of adapted that as well? Have you evolved as a coach into going that way?
We do some of that. We don't commit to that. We would prefer to line up in two back and run the football for a number of reasons. Number one, our personnel, you know, that where our guys come from and the type of football they come from. You know, we don't go to a ton of places to bring guys here. Ideally, we recruit a number of guys from the Midwest. So our offense is multiple. I hate that term. It's multiple, but the base is two tight ends, one back, motion one of the tight ends, really, which is two back, and run the football. Defensively, we do a lot of stuff. You know, we zone blitz. We play all the coverages. What we try to do, and it worked pretty well initially last week, is just not give an offense a consistent look. You know, but now to do that, our guys need to know what they're doing, and we did a pretty good job for most of the part of last week's game.
Coach, you brought up recruiting, and you know, at a place like a Missouri Valley Conference school like South Dakota State, obviously you're probably not going after, you know, some of these top-rated guys. Tell me the difference in recruiting philosophy of a place like UBEN, Wisconsin, compared to a place like South Dakota State.
Well, we recruit areas. We don't recruit individuals. And so whereas the linebacker coach at Illinois would have maybe linebackers throughout the nation, you know, on the top list, and we will recruit the linebackers in our region, and we'll recruit the linebackers in the Phoenix area and the Inland Empire and California, and maybe if we open up some doors in Georgia. But we're not, you know, if there's a linebacker, I get emails all the time, if there's a linebacker in Maryland, we're not going there, right? I don't care. Well, you know, he's probably a great football player, but we can't do that manpower wise and budget wise. So it's not that we get you know, a lesser player. I don't think, I shouldn't say that. We will recruit a kid that somebody else won't because he's an inch short, but we think he's a great football player. That's probably the biggest thing. We don't have a beauty contest mentality. We don't look at a kid and say, man, he looks good. I could care less about that. If he can play football, we're going to find a place for him. He's willing to work hard. We'll find a place for him.
A few more minutes here with John Stiglmeyer, coach of South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits coming to Champaign on Saturday. And, coach, Illinois, the only FBS team on your schedule. I know coaches go week by week. We take it game by game. But do you approach this game any differently because it is a Big Ten school?
You know what? We don't. Because of the lessons we've learned, we played our first BCS game or 1A game 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I guess, because this year we played Iowa State. We built it up way after, right, going into spring ball, really, you know, because I wanted them to be ready for it, and we weren't ready for it. We got caught up in the bigger stadium and the bigger crowds and all the, you know, everything about that level. And the year later, we went up to Minnesota, had a chance to beat them. We lost by three. Last year, we went to Nebraska. We scored two touchdowns that were called back. We lost by 14. We've chose to go into those places and say, you know, get the looking out of the way on Friday, and then let's go play football. And we know Illinois is a good football team. We know they have great athletes and great coaches. But the more we talk about that, the more we separate ourselves mentally. And so we just try to go in there and say we can compete, and if we play our best football, let's see what happens.
Yeah, Coach, I'm not going to ask you for a game plan, of course, but what do you do in this game? I mean, how do you sit there and say, let's stick with them through halftime and see where we can go? I mean, Illinois, obviously, is going to be bigger, stronger, faster. So what's kind of the idea going into this game?
The biggest thing there, Jeremy, would be to maybe control the football, you know, try to control the football, I should say. You know, that would be the mentality. I mean, defensively, you have no choice. You either stop them and they punt eventually, or it's a long day for you. So defensively, you don't you know, you're going to try to do everything you can. But offensively, you have some decisions to maybe try to slow it down. You know, a lot of people against a team like this will spread it out and say the only way you can win the football game is throwing the football. Well, you know, holy nutmeg. I mean, if that's not part of your personality, that's not the way to win the football game. So we're going to just go in and do our thing. And the only thing we've really talked about is maybe slow it down. But I tell you what, if plays are working, slowing it down helps out Illinois, not us. So we'll kind of play by ear.
Talking with John Stiegelmeyer, coach at South Dakota State. And what have you seen from Illinois? They had their first game. I know a lot of us around here were interested to see how that defense did, but the offense, the passing game, was a little better than we thought it would be.
Well, the quarterback is obviously the guy that both running and passing, that is the key to their offense. And I'm very impressed with their football program, just how hard their guys play. You know, the whole, you know, that, you know, I always talk about play the game the way it's meant to be played, throwing the ball every play, and it's not protecting your quarterback. It's doing everything you can to win football games, and it's a physical game, and that's the way Illinois plays football. Their defense is very, very aggressive, and they give you a ton of looks. So it is a hard, both their weapons on offense and their diversity, literally, in what they do on defense, really stress a football team. So it's not been an easy couple days game planning, to be honest with you.
Sure. Well, Coach Stiegelmeyer, I know you're getting familiar with the Illinois, the area in central Illinois this year. You'll be back in the area in 2 weeks to take on Illinois State as well. So do you know Illinois well? I mean, have you visited here a lot during your 15 years there in South Dakota State?
We've played Western, I think, four times. Western Illinois. We played Southern Illinois. We played Illinois State. This unique story, but our president, David Sheekwin, was a professor and was the athletic faculty rep at University of Illinois for a number of years. And so I've talked to him a number of times about Illinois and the type of university it is and their facilities and stuff. So it really... In terms of my knowledge of the University of Illinois, I was there when we were at Wisconsin for the one game, and then I've talked to our president a ton. So he's really looking forward to this game. He looks at it as kind of a rematch of two schools where he's been, I guess.
Well, Coach Stiegelmeyer, I know you guys are looking forward to this one. I know you probably got it circled on your schedule, and Illinois's got to look out for the Jackrabbits when they come into town. And Coach Stiegelmeyer, we always appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts with us.
Well, it's been a blessing, and we'll look forward to a good game on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.